Hey y'all, Nakamen here, aka Saki. I am currently battling the flu, and that is the reason why I sound exceptionally annoying. I'm very nasal right now, and I will apologize for that right now. I found this questionnaire that I figured might help me kill my boredom a bit. So here we go. When did I lose my virginity? That is a surprisingly hard question to answer. I think I was 14 or 15 when I first consented to sex. Yeah, let's go with that. Excuse me. Rough sex or soft and tender? Both. Both is good. Both is very good. I mean, it kind of depends. It very much depends on my mood, the mood of my partner, the mood might change in the middle of it. Yeah, it's very, very dependable on the day and the hour and the minute, actually. Yeah. Do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I mean, that's a weird word to use about kinks and fetishes, describing them as unusual. I mean, I'm not one to talk about my kinks or fetishes, just like that. but I guess there's a couple that would be considered, let's say unconventional. Yeah. Let's say that. Favorite sex position? Doggy style. Yes. Definitely doggy style. There's just something about it that it just gets me. I don't know. It just gets me. It's good. Favorite cuddle position. Me being the size that I am, aka I'm tall for a woman, and I have a gut, I have a bit of an ass, I got big thighs, and yeah, I have a thing for, wanting to be kind of protected. I don't know, God, that's weird. Yeah, I like being the small spoon. I like being cuddled and feeling like my partner is just protecting me from the world, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know, that was weird. God. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? It takes the right person and the right chemistry and just the right circumstances for me to be subby with someone. Because I have a lot of personal boundaries, which I will not divulge here. But it takes a lot of trust, obviously, for both parties to be in that kind of dynamic anyway. But it takes especially a lot from me to be submissive, but I definitely, definitely enjoy it extremely, in extreme amounts, when I get to be like that with someone. So yeah, I guess you would say I am submissive. Have you ever had any one night stands? Yes. God, yes. Some might say too many, but I don't know. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Not floor. Definitely not floor. There are benefits to both bed and couch, but I'm gonna say bed. Because there's way more options to do everything on a bed. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? I have not. I am very careful in not getting caught. Because that's just... I'm not that kind of an exhibitionist. So, yeah. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Oh, fuck. Right after I said that I'm not an exhibitionist like that. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Not often. I think it's happened like twice. If you consider car sex public sex. But if not, then once. And it was in a changing booth at a beach. It was uncomfortable. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a woman, what could he/she wear to turn you on? My favorite sexy underwear on me, I like lacy things. I like lacy things on myself. I like lacy things on other women, on men in general, black boxer briefs. Those always work, no matter what your body type, your skin color. No matter what, black boxer briefs work every time. How often do you have sex? With myself or... 'Cause I would prefer to have it... I mean, God, at least a couple times a day. But I am currently in a situation where I can't have sex with my partner that often, at least in real life. But phone sex is a fantastic solution to that problem. yeah. At least a couple times a day would be my preference. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Oh, that's a tough one. Which one I prefer? That's a very 50-50 question for me. I like both extremely much, very much. I actually can't choose. There are definitely benefits and cons to both, but I'm more used to giving. So I guess I'll just answer that. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And that person knows who they are very much. At least, well, they better know. yeah. Yes, there is. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? I block out a lot of those embarrassing memories. I just full on block them out and never remember them ever again. I'm sure there's something that would make me absolutely mortified even just remembering it, but I just block that shit right out. That's my survival mechanism. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. I don't know if there's an exact song that I listen to, but there's definitely bands that I like listening to. Like, I mean, the usual Marilyn Manson, Static X, even System of a Down, Nine Inch Nails, Tool. Yeah, rougher shit like that. Yeah. A song you'd listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Okay, to this one I can reply with songs. Okay, I'll tell you one artist in general first, and that is Sade. I love her, I adore her. But in addition to her, Beyonce's Rocket, definitely Rocket. God, what else? Aaliyah's More Than a Woman. I mean, mostly just R&B shit. Yeah. I mean, that's the cliche answer, but, you know. Are you into dressing up for sex? Not really. Unless you count, like, lingerie. Not really, no. But, I mean, there's always something about a man wearing a good suit, right? A man wearing a good suit. Or a woman in a really, really good dress. And just that they're, and the feeling that they have for just for themselves. Because confidence is, I mean, just wear your confidence. That's sexy as hell. Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Shower, yes. Always and forever shower. It's just more comfortable for all parties. It's more comfortable whether you're going rough or soft. Have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I have. I was young and stupid and it did not go well. I definitely would try it again. But things just would be very different this time around. And I wouldn't make the same dumb mistakes I did the last time. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? That person knows who they are, and I already talked about that. So, no celebrities or anything like that, just that one person. Do you / would you use a sex toy? I do use sex toys sometimes. I'm not a person who exactly finds any extra joy from them or pleasure from them. So I just prefer not using them. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text / picture? If so, what was it? Oh, several. Not gonna describe any of them, but yeah, several of them. Is there anything you do after sex, i.e. smoking, eating, drinking? Preferably another round. Drinking water, eating, having a shower together, going for another round there. Cuddling, sleeping, just anything, really. Would you have sex with your best friend? Not right now, since we're both in relationships, but I don't know if I would, even if we were both single. I don't know. I don't really see them in that way. Early morning sex or late at night sex? Either. Both. Both is good. Again, both is very good. Both have their benefits and their negative sides. So, again, both. Something that will never fail to get you horny. I don't know. I don't know if it gets me like horny, but there's always something. It's just attractive when people are confident in themselves and just carry themselves with grace and just, yeah. Also, a sense of humor, a good sense of humor is never a bad thing. That always gets me. Every single time. Favorite body part on him / her and on yourself? Hands. I have a thing for hands. Shoulders, collarbones, that part where neck meets shoulder. Yeah. Just that general area of shoulder, neck to shoulder to hands. Yeah. On myself, that's weird. I don't know, my own hands are okay, but I think I prefer my lips out of everything on myself. Yeah. Do you watch porn? Actually, no. Not really. I think I've watched porn maybe a handful of times through all of this year, like during the whole year of 2019, maybe five times. I do listen to it. Yeah, I do listen to it though. Yeah. And that would be all on that. yeah, so this was fun. I hope my voice isn't too annoying. It's very nasal, yes, I know. But anyway. Bye.